जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुन तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुन तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुन तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुन तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे, Kotanandana Vajjajana Ranjana Yasodanandana Vajjajana Ranjana Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Rata Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Jasodanandana Vajjajana Ranjana Jasodanandana Vajjajana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Rata Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Rata Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishupad Paramahamsa Parivijakacharya Stotar Sri Srimad His Divine Keshava Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Jagatgurudev Srila Prabhupada Ki His Confounder Acharya Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishupad Paramahamsa Parivijakacharya Stotar Sri Srimad Divine Keshava Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Ananta Koti Vishwavind Ki Namacharya Sri Adash Thakur Ki Prem is called Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavin Ki Sri Radha Krishna Shyamkunda Rakun Giri Godam Ki Yajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Navadip Mayapur Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the lotus feet of Sri Guru Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutyam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Praeso Badreso Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Rabhavati Naishtiki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, Indra Offends Brihaspati, Text Number 24. Tripishtapam. Do you speak word to word or just the whole sentence? Okay. Tripishtam kim gana kim pishta kim granayanti abedyam. Tripishtapam kim gananti abedyam. Mantra मन्त्रापृणाम् अनुक्षितारथा मन्त्रापृगूणाम् अनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्रो गोविन्द गव ईश्वराणाम् न विप्र गोविन्द गव ईश्वराणाम् भवन्ति अभद्राणि नरस्वेराणाम् भवन्ति अभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिपिष्टपं किं गणन्ति अवेद्या मन्त्रा भृगु मनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्र गोविन्द न विप्र गोविन्द गव ईश्वराणाम् भवन्ति अभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिपिष्टपं किं गणन्ति अवेद्या मन्त्रा भृगूणाम् अनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्र गोविन्द ग्व ईश्वराणाम् भवन्ति अभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम्
पृष्ठपं किं गणे
Tripishtapam, all the demigods, including Lord Brahma, came, what? Ganayati, they care for. Abhedya mantra, whose determination to carry out the orders of the speech of Master is unbreakable. Bhruganam of the disciples of Bhrugu Muni, like Shukracharya, Anusikshita Arthaha, deciding to follow the instructions, na not vipra the brahmanas, Govinda the personality of Godhead Krishna, go the cows, Iswaranam of persons favoring or considering worshipable, Bhavanti are Abhadrani, any misfortunes, Narai Swaranam, or of kings who follow this principle. Translation and purport by His Grace Jagat Gurudev A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ho. Translation. Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, His disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined fate in the mercy of the brahmanas, cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. Please repeat this translation. Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, His disciples, the demons, are now concerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined fate in the mercy of brahmanas, cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. Purport. From the instructions of the Lord Brahma, it is understood that everyone should very faithfully worship the brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the cows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Guru Brahmana Hitayacha. He is always very kind to the cows and the brahmanas. Therefore, one who worships Govinda, they must satisfy him by worshiping the brahmanas and the cows. If a government worships the brahmanas, the cows, and Krishna Govinda, it is never defeated anywhere. Otherwise, it must always be defeated and condemned everywhere. At the present moment, all over the world, governments have no respect for the brahmanas, cows, and Govinda. And consequently, there are chaotic conditions all over the world. In summary, although the demigods were very powerful in material opulence, the demons defeated them in the battle because the demigods have behaved disrespectfully toward the Brahman Brahaspati, who was their spiritual master. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshtarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So in this particular verse, very many things are explained, and the most important things pointed out is the faithful worship of the Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality Godhead, and the cows. So Krishna himself has shown his own example by worshipping the Brahmanas and the cows. So our Hare Krishna, then I will just point out a couple of things like that. And then Prabhupada says, by his own realization, that what is the situation of the present human civilization? Because the government, who is leader of the present civilization, in any pattern it may be, democratic pattern or socialist or whatever it may be, they are not doing this. They are not worshipping. What to talk of worshipping, but they are not even respectful towards the Brahmanas, the cows, and Krishna or Govinda. Krishna or Govinda are the most original and inexhaustible names of God. But in general terminology, they may say God. God has many, many names, unlimited names, in all different religions of the world also. So they have to respect those, they have to faithfully worship them. And they are not doing that. And because of that, Prabhupada is bringing to our notice that because of that, they are not happy. People are not happy. The government is also not happy. Also, you have already read before, but I would like to just repeat Prabhupada's words, because they are very wonderful to listen over and over again. So I will take your pardon, and I will repeat. Why I want to repeat, there is a logic behind it, and there is a strong reason behind it, that when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, talk about Ramanand Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanand Rai is telling to Sri Chaitanya, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Ramanand Rai, that you describe me about Krishna's past times. And Ramanand Rai says, Lord, I have no qualification. I cannot describe anything. How can I describe before you? You are himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are ordering me, it is my duty to follow you. So Ramanand Rai says that I am not speaking. You are speaking through me. So what is the teaching? The teaching is, we don't have our own words to say. Especially I don't have it. So I will just try to repeat those, some of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And they are very nourishing. Each word and each line is nourishing. I don't know how many times we can read, but still very time nourishing. So Prabhupada is telling us very, very nice thing. So I will read that in the same reference about Brahmanas, cows, and Govinda or Krishna or God. So then Ramanand Rai also says further, my tongue is a stringed instrument and it vibrates whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make it to vibrate. So that is, what is it? It is called following in disciplic succession. And I personally heard Prabhupada when I met him in Detroit, not at this location, but we had other place before in those years. Prabhupada says that your only credit will be, as his followers, is to repeat his words. We have to simply repeat it. It looks like boring sometimes to us. Oh, for 30 years I keep on listening these repeated words. There is no boring. How come it's a boring? It is a boring because we have a difficulty with us. It is not boring because that knowledge has something boring. That boring, it is not boring. It is very, very nourishing. It is so much so nourishing. Why? Because this is an eternal knowledge. It doesn't get bored. We get bored because of our lack in sadhana bhakti or following the instructions of the Guru Parampara. So let's read a little bit about this thing. How long is the class, Prabhu? 8:30, so nice time. Good. So here, and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I want to repeat that. And in the meantime, in between also you can ask me questions. Okay? I am one of you. I am very thankful to Prabhuji and all of you that you are allowing me to say few words and repeat Prabhupada few words. You all are very exalted and doing wonderful seva to Kishore Kishori, the most beloved deity of Srila Prabhupada also. So, here Prabhupada says through the Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to train up the young people to become devotees and return home back to Godhead by following rigid regulative principles. Rigid. Not just to follow regulative principles. Rigid. No more here, there. Little bit. Strict. Four principles means four principles. I always say 4 plus 2. It is not mine. Prabhupada says this. Prabhupada says 4 are regulative principles. 5th is only Krishna Prasadam. And 6th is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they all go together. So very strictly and very rigidly we have to follow it. If we make at all little compromise, then we are little bit off track. So it is just like car or a train accident or a plane accident. That kind of accident can take place in our devotional line. And we cannot run or we cannot walk so nicely. So we have to be very, very careful about rigid principles. Then, but our service is appreciated neither in India nor abroad in the Western countries. Even in Western countries, Prabhupada says, where we are endeavoring to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. In India, the caste Brahmanas have become our enemies of Krishna consciousness movement because we elevate foreigners who are supposed to be Malechas and Yavanas to the position of the Brahmanas. So, we train them in austerities, penances and recognize them as the Brahmanas by awarding them as sacred traits. Thus, the caste Brahmanas of India are very displeased by our activities in the Western world. In the West also, the parents of the young people who joined this movement have also become enemies. We have no business creating enemies, but the process is such that non-devotees will always be inimical towards us. Non-devotees. There, nevertheless, as stated in the Shastras, a devotee should be both tolerant and merciful. These are the two qualities as a devotee. Tolerant and merciful. Up to what level we should tolerant and up to what level we should be merciful. For that, Navida Bhakti of Narad Pancharatra, Narada Muni told us. And in that bhakti of Navida, Sravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vandanam Pada Sevanam Pujana Sakhijanam Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam. Tolerant up to the level of Atmanivedanam. It means what? Example of so many great devotees of the world who were trying to do the seva of Krishna by preaching Krishna consciousness, maybe with the different names, they went through these difficulties also. So Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness is not easy. It requires these tremendous qualities. We should always, along with our chanting, we should pray to Guru Parampara and Panchatattva and Krishna, and here to Kishore Kishori, please help me to become very tolerant and very, I don't have mercy, Lord, but you pour your mercy by using me as your instrument upon any fallen souls of this world. So, Atmanivedanam, up to the level of Atmanivedanam, we have to be tolerant. We say, oh, I preach these places so much, I distributed these many books of Srila Prabhupada, and still I don't see much change. But who are we to determine that? We have no qualification to determine it. Only thing is seva, service. Service attitude. That is the biggest thing which we have learned in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And his representative, our Jagat Gurudev, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How much he has served the whole world? Can we think about it? Unlimitedly. As we all are aware, lastly, even though Prabhupada's age increases, you know, according to material calculations, he never got tired. He enthusiastically, very, very enthusiastically, keep on working how to help the devotees to spread Krishna consciousness by writing 70 volumes of books from Sanskrit to English. And he never got tired of it. Very little sleep and still fresh, like a rose smell. So that is the approach we have to learn from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's own life. We cannot imitate Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, but we can follow in his footsteps. Suppose some kind of good preaching opportunity is there. Suppose there is some kind of festival is going on somewhere, Karmis festival or whatever it may be, and if we are getting enthused to distribute Prabhupada literatures and this message in those areas, we will encumber so many different kind of difficulties. But there, this quality of tolerance and mercifulness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you all know the Sikshashtakam. He says, Cheto Darpama Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. And that Tanadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. We should always think on an intellectual level, on a mental level, and of course it goes to the soul, that it is really our position, that little piece of grass lying on the ground is more better than me. I am nothing. And more tolerant than the tree. Whenever we go somewhere, anywhere, no respect for myself. No. No. I am a humble servant of Guru Parampara and Krishna and Panchatattva. What do I respect for? No. But I want to respect you all, my Lord. I want to respect everybody else. So we have to have developed by remembering and by our practical behavior that quality. Then what will happen? Kirtaniya Sadahari. We will be able to serve Krishna and Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in his passing his message to anybody and everybody. So even though these things, Prabhupada has given us this knowledge, why he is making us aware that look, this is what it is going on. But you don't get disturbed or you don't stop your seva to Krishna. So, this way, so many nice informations Prabhupada is telling us, like qualities of tolerance and mercifulness. So, devotees engaged in preaching should be prepared to be accused by the ignorant persons. And yet, they must be very merciful to the fallen conditioned souls. If one can execute his duty in the disciplic succession of Narada Muni, his service will be surely recognized. Then in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, those slokas confirm Ya idam paramam kuhyam mad bhaktesu abhidashyati bhaktim mayi param krutva nam evaishyasi asamsayah. Do not doubt. Many places Krishna tells in his slokas asamsayah. Do not doubt this knowledge. Whether we can practice it or we cannot practice it, or we practice it partially, that is our limitations. But Krishna says, asamsayah. We should not have a doubt about this knowledge. As a devotees, 100% no doubt should be there. Then he also says, nacha tasman manusesu kaschid me priyakrutamaha bhavita nacha me tasmat anyaha priyataro bhuvi. So, what is the translation? For one who explains a supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to home, back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there be even one more dear. So, Priya, we will be very much liked by Krishna. Why? Because he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anu Kulyana Krishnanu Silnam Bhakti Ruttama. So, this is the way Krishna wants us to serve him. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada wants us to spread this Krishna consciousness message to the fallen souls of this age. It is not only to the good people, it's to everybody and anybody. No discrimination. Why we don't do too much discrimination? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it up. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, after Jagai Madai incidents and everything else, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says no discrimination. To give Harinam anybody and everybody. But to talk about the eternal, internal Leela of Krishna, we have to be careful. There we have to guard against those offenses. But to give Harinam without any discrimination. Because that is the only lacking part in this whole world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada or Prabhupada Gurudev used to say there is nothing lacking in this world except Krishna consciousness. So we should remain, knowledge-wise understand that this is the most important thing we at all can give it to the human society, which Prabhupada has written also here, that preaching can be difficult, thankless task, but a preacher must follow the orders of the Supreme Lord and be unafraid of the materialistic persons. In the other places, he says, Prabhupada says that this is the best humanitarian service. That's the best humanitarian service. Everybody else services are in a low level. The topmost level, 24 karat gold, is to give this Krishna consciousness and to pass on through the literatures of Srila Prabhupada and by speaking the words of Srila Prabhupada to these ignorant people. So that is in this sloka today. Also, as we know, in the beginning of this chapter when we read how Indra neglected his spiritual master's presence when he came in an assembly. So that respectfulness, that quality of respectfulness, so that goes in a list of 26 qualities of the Vaishnava devotees. So those qualities we have to develop by doing this preaching work. And not only by preaching work, but by our practice of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, offense-free, sincerely and seriously. We have to be sincere and we have to be very serious. When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna is present in His name, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Guru Parampara has told us. So we don't want to be disrespectful while chanting. Means, we don't want so many other different activities internally to go on in us. If it goes on in its natural way, you can't hold it up. But we have to be, because we are chanting, we'll be aware. So we bring our mind, intelligence and atma back on this holy name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we listen this Mahamantra, which is called meditation. So when we listen this Hare Krishna Mahamantra very attentively, very seriously and very sincerely, day after day, day after day, day after day, then these qualities automatically manifest through us. And when those qualities are manifested through us by chanting, simply by chanting very purely. And Prabhupada says, those of you who are learned, who has the ability to read and understand, you read at least this one sloka, one text of Bhagavatam and one text of Bhagavad Gita. And as the time permit, when the devotee is more mature, also from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by reading that knowledge, these qualities which are already like growing up, you know, the seed is growing up. So when that those qualities start manifesting or start coming out, and when we read this, it confirms that this is what it is happening to my personality. So when those qualities are manifesting through us by this pure devotional service, then that affects anybody else. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in a tour to South India in those days for preaching Krishna consciousness, he met with most of the Mahavadis and most of the other kind of non-believers in God. But because he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, exhibiting all these qualities, you know, 64 qualities of Krishna through him, and he was acting as a devotee of Krishna. He never exhibited himself as I am Narayan, except to some intimate devotees. So, these qualities in proportion of our surrender will manifest through us, and that way we can spread this Krishna consciousness or give Krishna consciousness to anybody and everybody, and they all will be benefited. When we travel like this, I still hear this, you know, from some of the people somebody very rare will come, but they come by seeing our dress and things like this at the airport and bus and what other places. They say, are you Hare Krishna still there? Or are your activities, why your activities are stopped? I say, what activities? They say, you were coming out at the different places and distributing books. How come you are not doing that? You know? So there are some people, maybe handful, I agree. But they demand, they have that need of this literature. So, it is our prime duty that we give out this Prabhupada, not give away, but we distribute this Prabhupada books by taking a meager donation from them. Or if somebody has sponsored, give away free also. Like that way, you know. Of course, it has lower down, we all know it, but we have to still get back to our wills and do it, because how much knowledge as an individual we will pass on, because we are not Prabhupada, we are in their line, but we are not that highly qualified. For last couple of years only we are practicing this Krishna consciousness, and that too how we have to practice, as Prabhupada had said, by rigid following regulative principles. So we can't be so much scholarly and everything like that. But they will help us. Guru Parampara will help us. Lord Krishna and Panchatattva will help us to do their seva. And they will like us very much. So it is always nice, you know, when somebody like us, when somebody speaks some good words with each other. You speak good words to somebody, somebody speak good words to us, like that. It's a mutual exchange. You feel good, you feel so nice. So this Krishna consciousness message which we have to pass without any discrimination of caste, color, creed, religion or anything. No, with everybody and anybody. Everybody needs, everybody does not have that. They are so much engrossed, you know, in the material activities, getting this, getting that, in sense gratification. So, this message we have to pass on without creating any offenses. Like Indra did his offense to his spiritual master. But no, we don't want to create offense to anybody. Prabhupada used to give the example of Haridas Thakur. How merciful Haridas Thakur is. Not he himself is chanting 300,000 holy names, but his own total, you know, going back to Godhead, back to Golok Vrindavan. But he was doing it for everybody else. Everybody else, without any discrimination. Though sitting in one place in Jagannath Puri, you know. So we can take those kind of wonderful examples and try to render our devotional service to the level, whatever the level we can. And this important information of respecting and faithfully worshipping and treating brahmanas, cows and Krishna is very important. In India, their brahminical class is still there, maybe as a birthright. But out of all people, all are not bad. It is not because I am from India, I am telling you. But you can experience yourself also. There are some good brahmins also. So we can develop this good relationship with them, treat them nicely, you know, exchange these books with them. And that way, as a devotee, we are helping Prabhupada in his mission. And what is the return we go? Return we get, Krishna says, I like you very much. You are priya. We are priya to Krishna. So, any questions anybody like to ask? Or some comments you like anybody to pass more? Yes?
I just have a comment. Being on books for 2 weeks, I've gotten personal experience that even if people are rejecting you, you'll still get encouragement from, you know, Paramatma within them. They'll say like, oh, you know, I'm not going to take a book, but I love what you're doing. And it's just, you really see the reciprocation. Even though you're not getting the results, you're still getting, you know, the love. That's how I can appreciate doing books.
Yeah, you're right. Not everybody, but few people does it. They do appreciate it because they have a Paramatma in their heart. You're right. So as a devotee, when we see this way, you know, it is called seeing through and through. So we get more encouragement and we do more. There may be some days come where no appreciation may come also. But still, what we appreciate is that we have no qualifications, but Guru Parampara and Krishna and everybody else is helping us. So we are very thankful to them. That is the quality of a pure Vaishnavas. We may not be pure, we are in the process, and Guru Parampara is helping us. So we have to have that. And therefore this slok, Trunadapi Sunichena Tarorupi, very important slok, most important among all other six ashtakams. So when we meditate and when we try to render our service like that, it is very, very nice. So I am also traveling different places and try to spread this Prabhupada message. And many places I run across and I ask the young children to come. And you will be surprised, you know. Those young children have totally zero as far as God consciousness is concerned. Because in 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Rajavidya Rajagohyam Pavitramidam Uttamam Pratyaksavagamam Dharmam Susukham Kartum Avyayam. This knowledge of the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is joyfully performed. It is everlasting. And like that. So, in that purport, Prabhupada writes in second paragraph that there is no institution in the whole world. No university, no college, no schools, no kindergarten, nothing. Where the science of the spirit soul, knowledge of the science of the spirit soul should be given. So because in the education system, there is no knowledge of the science of the vital spirit soul, the children and the society of the human beings which is coming up, don't know the perfection of the life. Their life is all start with imperfection and it ends with imperfection. So Krishna consciousness is the knowledge about the vital soul which adds the perfection of their life in them. And as far as my service to Srila Prabhupada, some of you may be knowing it, I run the Bhaktivedanta Rajvidyalaya English School in India and we educate the children, young children from the age of 6 years up to the maximum 20 years of age in Krishna consciousness as well as regular education. Because in Isha Upanishad it says, side by side this knowledge, material knowledge and spiritual knowledge, side by side, it has to be taught. And these are all outside children coming for at our school for education. So we can't teach them only Krishna consciousness. We give them about 3 hours of minimum Krishna consciousness education per day. So they are with us, some of them live with us in a hostel. Babuji has visited our ashram many times and he has seen it. So these children get this education. So it verifies with Prabhupada's writings that what we are doing is also bona fide. And Prabhupada specifically instructed me and my family to do this kind of services, seva. He just instructed generally. He said, you start an educational institution through which you broadcast Krishna consciousness. So for the common people of the world to understand Krishna consciousness, we are doing this seva. And also try to teach whatever proportion to the adults also. We have Goshala cows also, cows are also there. 70 cows are there. That much are protected. There can be 7 million cows also. But I don't have a capacity to take care of so much. But we are rendering that much little seva. So, that all conforms with, you know, Prabhupada writings. So anyway, as Prabhuji said, I was at which airport I was, and there is one person came. He says, you look special. I say, I'm not special. I'm like one of you. He says, no. He says, can you read my aura? You know, all of you aura, you know, the energy which emanates from our body. He says, what I told him, I did not have, unfortunately, any English book left with me. So I cannot give him. But I told him that, what makes you to ask me this question? He says, looking at your dress and especially this mala, this japa mala he pointed out to me. He says, I know you have some beads in this and you are chanting God's name. So he says, can you compare my aura and your aura? So, he ran after me actually, you know. And I said, everybody has their aura. Depending upon their surrender to the Lord, it manifests to them. So he says, the best thing is, you want your aura to be same as mine? Can you repeat? So I made him to repeat Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he repeated. And he says, oh, that makes this aura very wonderful. So then he went away, you know. He went away like that. So, this thing happens, you know. This thing happened. One of these days I was traveling by bus. I could not get the other thing. So I met one of these person. He has served our Houston temple when the Houston temple was in downtown Houston, Texas, not this present one. He was going to the temple and cleansing all the Krishna's utensils and everything in the kitchen. And in his family heritage, they have a bread making business. So he called some bread guy or something like that. He showed me one book also about that, big book about breads. He says, because I served in Krishna conscious temple there, I learnt it that there should be no eggs and no kind of animal product while making this bread. And he says, I developed the theory on that, and this is my book. And he says, now I am going in San Francisco, and there I am going to give these classes about how to make the bread without any animal products. And he says, I still remember Krishna, I still love Krishna. Fortunately, I had some prasadam, laddu, so I gave him. And he was appreciating, you know. So there are hidden devotees like that, you know. Which is how that is happening is by distribution of Prabhupada books. Of course, our centers are there, but this book distribution. So there are many, many examples like that. So this protection of cows, brahmanas and everything, the cow's protection, especially going back to the Dasavatar Stotra, you know, like Lord Buddha, how he spread this God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. One activity, no more animal killing. Not only not cow killing, but no more animal killings. And it is historically recorded. He did it all through the world. And he stopped everybody killing animals, stopped killing animals. So it requires a massive managerial arrangement to have this activity going on such a way that if we can't stop it 100% proportionately, you know. So therefore this vegetarian prasadam, so many things, you know. And nowadays here also so many these local people are coming up with sudhis and smoothies and so many things, you know, slowly things like that. So that should be spread in an educational manner, in a systematic manner. And we should all worship, we all are worshipping, and we should keep worshipping Prabhupada and Parampara, so they can give us the strength, health, happiness, tolerance, mercifulness, all these qualities, so that way we can give Krishna consciousness. So, can we read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita? Prabhuji? Huh? Yeah, give me that book, Prabhuji. Any questions in the meantime, if you have it, please ask for. This is okay. It is very, very, you know, nourishing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, same talks between Lord and Ramanand Rai on sloka number 83. It says, "Kintu yamra e rasa se sarvottama." Tatastha hana vichari le ache taratama. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes, he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's things, that it is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord, it is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different matters from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. So, in these words, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj says, many people invent different kinds of methods of love of God. But he says, these inventions cannot be the topmost. What he means is that we have to have the Guru Parampara to back it up. And it has to be the realized knowledge. All of us remember, Prabhupada has said many, many times, he says, even though our literatures may have a grammatical error, this error, that error, but it's a realized knowledge. Like that 9th chapter, 2nd sloka I quoted, there also Krishna says, realized knowledge. We want to tell somebody which we also experienced it. Maybe not fullest level, but to whatever the level. So it says, Shruti, Smruti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidim, Vina, Aikantiki, Harer, Bhakti, Utpataiva, Kalpate. So here it clearly mentions that one must refer to the Vedic literatures and other supplementary literatures and follow conclusion of the Vedas. An invented devotional attitude simply create disturbance in the transcendental realm. If a person overly addicted to the family life take to Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness to earn livelihood, his activity is certainly offensive. One should not become a caste guru or sell mantras for the benefit of the mundane customers. Nor should one make disciples for a livelihood. All these activities are offensive. How heavy it is, isn't it? Very heavy. One should not make a livelihood by forming a professional band to carry out congregational chanting, nor should one perform devotional service when one is attached to the mundane society, friendship and love. Nor should one depend on the so-called social etiquette. It doesn't mean that we violate the social etiquette. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna consciousness, we want to give Krishna consciousness by keeping that social etiquette in the mind. But we want to do it. It is not that we maintain that social etiquette and we don't spread Krishna consciousness. All of this is material speculation. None of these things can be compared to the unalloyed devotional service. No one can compare unalloyed devotional service, Krishna consciousness, to mundane activities. There are many unauthorized parties pretending to belong to the Sri Chaitanya cult, and some of their names are given, Aula, Baula, so many others. So there are those who take the caste Goswami's opinion of such parties as a bona fide, comparing their opinions to those of the six Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa and a Sanatan. This is simply another cheating process. There are also non-devotees who compose unauthorized songs, who establish different temples for the money, who worship the deity as a priest for salaries, who accept the caste brahmanas as all in all, and who do not value the pure Vaishnavas. Actually, the caste brahmanas of the smart community are opposed to the principles of the Satvat Pancharatra. Furthermore, there are many Mayavadis or those overly addicted to the material sense enjoyment. None of them can be compared to a person who is purely engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada very emphatically points out about pure preaching, purely engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. Many, many places Prabhupada brings out these points, you know, all the time before us. So, this Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually, it's a book for devotees to keep ourselves in tune to do his service. So, we should have a little bit of reading like this. So, that way we can get more and more strength and more enthusiasm. So, every Krishna conscious person is constantly endeavoring to utilize the different transcendental devices in service of the Lord. Such a devotee renounces all material enjoyments and completely dedicates himself to the service of his future master and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may be a perfect celibate, a restrained householder, regulated vanprastha, or a tridandi sannyasi in the renounced order. It does not matter. Any ashram doesn't matter. All it is we follow those principles and we give Krishna consciousness. And therefore we can intermingle with each other in any ashram and be very friendly, be very cooperative and feeling like a homely type, you know. So that way we get more nourishment to give Krishna consciousness. So the pseudo-transcendentalists and pure devotees cannot be compared, nor can one argue that a person can invent his own way of worship. The purport in presenting this was necessitated explaining the comparative positions of the transcendental mellows. Then he is talking about those Santaras, Dasiras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalaras, like that. And he explains about the highest mellow is the conjugal love of Krishna. So like that, this thing goes on. So how it correlates with this verse is that when a guru has made us and brought us to this platform of Brahminical level, the spreading Krishna consciousness can be done by any devotee. He can be Brahmin, he cannot be a Brahmin, doesn't matter. But when he brought us to this level of Brahminical culture, it is not an ordinary thing. It's a very, very exalted, certificate or qualification which the Guru has given us through this institution. By training us up, we have to develop those qualities. That is called training. Even though we travel, even though we do everything, so many things, we keep all these things very much intact. And that way we try to serve Krishna consciousness. So, it says, Prabhupada right here, the analysis of the different types of love God has been made by the expert acharyas who know all about the devotional service on the transcendental platform. Unfortunately, inexperienced and unauthorized persons in the mundane world, not understanding the transcendental position of the pure love, try to find some material fault in the transcendental process. This is simply impudence on the part of the spiritually inexperienced people. Such fault finding is symptomatic of the unfortunate mundane wranglers. So this way Prabhupada really explains so many things in this particular book of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, not just one volume. In Adi Lila also we know that Prabhupada talks about different kinds of spiritual masters. And they all, especially the instructing spiritual master and initiating spiritual masters, and like that, they are all on an equal level. There is no difference. So, Adi Lila volume, it says very heavily. So we have to be very careful. What I am trying to bring the point is that in our dealings, in our seva, in our services with our devotee group as well as to the other outsiders, very, very careful. And we should give them that Krishna consciousness by our behavior. And they will like that. They will like that. It should not remain on a book, in a book or on a theoretical level. So, because all of us remember Prabhupada, how he was behaving, you know, how other devotees are also behaving. One time I remember when Prabhupada's Samadhi was open in Mayapur, fortunately I was there. And what happened, one of the railing fall off because it was newly made. And the people were in such a enthusiasm to have the Prabhupada darshan in the Samadhi and see that whole Abhishek ceremony, that somehow that pushing came. So some of the, you know, the devotees who may have just joined or whatever they may be, so they were trying to push the people and, say, slow down, like that. So Jayapataka Maharaj came and he saw this, that this devotee is pushing these people who have come for Prabhupada darshan, for Prabhupada abhishek, to get Prabhupada mercy. So he got so much, you know, uptight. And then he hold that devotee and he says, you go from here. He did not insult him among all those. He said, you go away. So let everybody go. They are pushing. They are not indisciplined. They are not, doesn't matter. So let them go. Let them go. You know? So you see what my point I am bringing? The Jayapataka Maharaj can see the enthusiasm, the inner devotional service within the core of these people who have come to witness Prabhupada opening ceremony of the Prabhupada Abhishek in that new Puspa Samadhi. So that enthusiasm, he wanted to enthuse them more rather than thinking about the breakdown of that little, you know, thing there. So this way, anytime anything happens, we have to be very, very careful our dealings with the people, because that is the way to give more Krishna consciousness to the innocent people. Hare Krishna. Any more questions, comments? If I have anything. Yes?
When we're engaged in book distribution, how do we do that? How do we discriminate?
We are giving away Prabhupada book, and from first to nine cantos, especially. Or also Krishna book. In Krishna book we have to be a little careful, because there are some leelas of gopis Prabhupada has mentioned in third volume. But other literatures, when we give it to them, there is not much offense. Except some arrogantly behaved person may throw it away, and there we as a older, mature devotees, we may feel, oh, why this person is doing this? Why I did this, you know? He has thrown away this Prabhupada's such a transcendental knowledge. But Prabhupada says these things are expected, because still people are not so much educated in God consciousness. So there may be some rare occasions may happen that way. So, but we are not doing that purposefully, you know? That we want to violate that ninth offense of preaching, giving the glories of Krishna to somebody. We are not giving glories of Krishna. We are giving him such kind of literature by which he can understand God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So we don't give them this Ras Lila kind of Krishna's literatures. Or other, this, I omitted that because of the time limit, but that Sakya Bhav, Dasya Bhav, those leelas of Krishna, and especially Krishna's leela with the gopis and with the cowherd boys, leela is not that bad. But this is not bad either, gopis leela also, we as a devotee, we know it. But for that ninth offense, we can't give him this thing. We can't give him this thing. Even though he may be Indian, born from India, we can't give him this. So this way, other literatures, when we give them, we are not violating that offense. We are helping him to understand God consciousness. So there is not much, aparadh we are doing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will give this Harinam to anybody and everybody. So in our literature, most stress Prabhupada bring by hook or crook is the Harinam. So somehow when he will read it, whenever, once he got it, someday he will read. And when he read, he get the importance of the Harinam. That kind of literature we give them. So that Harinam will purify them gradually. So that offense really doesn't become as an offense, you know. Yeah, if somebody is very arrogant, he doesn't want nothing about God, okay, don't give him Haribol. You know, God bless you. So there we keep it off. But very rare, like that kind of incidence. But if it happens, we keep it off. Don't insist, don't force, don't push. That is the way we can avoid ninth offense. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Hari Bol. All glories to Jagat Guru Deva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ho.